we talked about this this guy a couple of days ago, and now we finally tracked him down. He's back home on Orcas Island, as he got back on Tuesday after finishing a very interesting 750-mile race to Alaska on a paddleboard, a stand-up paddleboard. It's Captain Carl Kruger, and he went from Carl, good morning. You went from Victoria, B.C. to Ketchikan on a paddleboard.
Yeah, for the second leg. There's the qualifying leg, which actually is a pretty big deal, actually, pulling off even just the first day, is from Port Townsend to Victoria.
Okay, I remember that from last year, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually kind of a big deal because it's a timed leg, and if you don't make that, you're not in the race. So, the Straits of Juan de Fuca can definitely be a thing.
Oh, man, I've been so seasick out in the Straits of Juan de Fuca trying to catch halibut and stuff. It's like,
exactly.
how do you even cross that body of water on a paddleboard? That's crazy.
Yeah, we pulled that. I came in seventh, actually. I paddled across with two friends of mine. Three of us paddled together. They were just in it for the first day there. Pulled 42 miles in, I can't remember, it was something like 7 hours and 20 minutes or whatever, and came in seventh out of a herd of 60 boats. So that was a pretty good day. I've been pretty good about that.
Now, Captain Carl Kruger from Orcas Island, it says here in the first story I read about you, 45 years old with a wife and daughter. What did they think about you taking a paddleboard to Alaska? Did you have to get the okay there?
You know, it was my wife's idea.
No kidding.
She's trying to bump me off. No, in trying to do the race the first year on a sailing team, you know, I've been sailing my whole life. We've run a sailing charter business out here on Orcas. But in planning for that race, you know, I was talking to Jeff a lot about how, you know, being the fact that the race is in June, I wasn't convinced it was a sailing race because a lot of times, you know, the fronts will come through, there'll be long periods of calm. June is a pretty iffy month if you sail the coast, you know. And obviously the race organizers did that on purpose. And I talked a lot with her about how, man, one day a paddler's going to win it. You know, I've been racing stuff for a few years now, and, you know, it's definitely my go-to, sort of personal time on the water. And she's the one that hatched the plan. She's like, God, with all that you know about this coast, you should paddle it.
You went up the inside?
I did, yeah. There's two checkpoints you have to clear. You have to prove that you were in Seymour Narrows, and then you have to prove you're in Bella Bella, which isn't hard because we're all using trackers, so it's pretty easy to prove you there. But you have to go through those points. It was up through, you know, straight to Georgia, up through Seymour Narrows, and then Johnstone Strait, around Cape Caution and Bella Bella. And, I could rattle off the names.
Yeah. how many? Now, it took the better part of 15 days and 750 miles. How many hours a day were you standing up and paddling?
It depended on the day. You know, I put in a couple of 16-hour days. Most of them were, you know, right around 12 hours. So my average daily mileage was about 50 miles.
Wow.
I did a 72-mile day. That was the biggest day I did.
Calm waters on that day, just cruising right along?
That was a mixed bag of nuts that day. Most of the day, it was just perfect glass. I don't think I've ever paddled glass that perfect. You know, I crossed the Queen Charlotte Strait from the Vancouver Island side back over to the mainland toward Cape Caution. And just perfect glass across there, you know, I mean, land, you know, at one point, the closest land in any direction was 20 miles away.
No, you were 20 miles offshore?
Yeah, it's an open water crossing, you know, so you're open,
wow,
to the sea swell, you know, the Pacific swell. But then once I got over towards Cape Caution, you know, the swells were stacking up and the breeze came up a little bit. I had a pretty lively sea state there.
Now, Captain Carl Kruger paddleboarded to Alaska to Ketchikan from Victoria. Now, did you get off the paddleboard every night and, like, find a place to make camp, or did you just lay down and sleep on the paddleboard, or what did you eat? I mean, how did this, like, from a nuts and bolts perspective, come together?
Yeah, that was pretty much my goal. So, you know, on a daily basis, you know, I would make a plan for, you know, where I needed to be. So, I mean, the whole way up this coast, I was scrambling to make weather windows happen, you know, so I'd know there was a calm coming through, you know, that, like that day I was talking about, around Cape Caution. So the two or three days prior to that, you know, I'd make a strategy for the miles I had to cover to make that weather window so that I could get around Cape Caution. That's a real gate, you know. So, you know, I'd plan out, you know, what my next stop was going to be. And, you know, I'd paddle my miles, and then, yes, I'd go in and pull my board up and set up my tent and crash.
I would have taken like a Fitbit or something and just like, you know, I would have like, you know, you would have cashed in enough to last the rest of your life off of that trip right there. He said, I don't even have to wear this ever again.
Yeah, exactly. I've been eating like a teenager since I got back.
How much wildlife did you see on the way?
It was constant and intense. I mean, I saw so much. Especially, you know, once you pass Seymour Narrows, you know, the level of wildlife, I mean, this view is just unbelievable. You know, I saw humpback whales every single day. I saw, saw some minke whales around Cape Caution. I didn't get to see the mountain lion, but I saw some mountain lion tracks two different places.
I'd get back on the paddleboard at that point.
Yeah, right. I know. But, you know, I saw sea otters, you know, I saw river otters and bears and all kinds of birds.
Captain, with other than bragging rights to say, yeah, I did it. I paddleboarded 15 days, 750 miles from Victoria to Ketchikan. What do you get for this, other than bragging rights?
One of the best experiences of my life.
Well, okay,
I mean, that was, you know, from the beginning, you know, I never expected to win. I mean, it'd be cool if I did. You know, I mean, you can't help but go into a race like that and say, man, wouldn't it be great?
Do you have to have a backup paddle?
Yes.
You broke your paddle, man. You're dead in the water.
Exactly. Yeah, I had a spare. So, yeah, it was really, you know, from the get-go, it was all about just seeing if I could do it, you know, just seeing if I could pull it off. And I had one of the best experiences of my life doing this race. It was amazing.
I bet you did. What's up next for you? What are you going to do next?
Yeah, I know, right? People keep asking. I've got a whole bunch of ideas. I definitely am going to work on getting myself into the M2O, the Molokai to Oahu. That's been something on my bucket list. Big old downwind, big channel crossing in Hawaii. Then there's the Nepali run. I want to do that one. As a project, you know, we've got some pretty serious water around here, and I want to start working on putting together a similar run to the M2O here in the Sound. I think we have the water for it. We definitely have the talent for it around here. And I want to start putting together an event similar to that, you know, a 30 to 40 mile open water, downwind, heavy crossing. You know, I don't know if you know, like the Eddie Aikau, if you know that surfing event where what they'll do, it's a big wave surfing event, and they'll block out a range of dates. They'll have their list of competitors who's going to be in it, and they wait for a swell to come in, and then they'll call the date. They'll say, okay.
I have seen that.
Yeah, so it's like that. So what I'm thinking is, you know, we'll set a range of dates in the winter and then just wait for a big old southerly to come jack up the straits, and we'll go run an event.
Well, obviously, Captain, you obviously know your water, and your water's around here. So you operate a sailing charter? If folks want to jump on and go for a cruise with you and check it all out, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, we do. Our business name is Kruger Escapes. Sail Surf. You can find our website. It's Kruger Escapes, K-R-U-G-E-R Escapes, all one word, .com. And we're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and that. And this is year nine this year. We've got two boats that we run. We've got a 50-foot ex-ocean racer sailboat that we run day sail and sunset sail. She's a Ferrari Tomahawk. and then we've got Wingapo, who's a 61-foot CNC custom-built catch. And she's the Cadillac. We use her for multi days and long days on the water. She's built around the idea of comfort, still high performance but comfortable.
Well, maybe this week and just put your feet up and drop a couple crab pots or something. You know,
that's totally what I'm doing.
Yeah totally. Captain Carl, that's awesome. Congratulations. Welcome back home. And that's an amazing, amazing adventure. And next time you get one fired up, keep the Brad and John Show in mind, and we'll document your progress.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Carl. Captain Carl, back from his paddleboard to Alaska.